This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanison and Noel Lim. It's 7:37 a.m, Wednesday the 15th of July, and in about half an hour we're going to be having the Breakfast Grill, where Koo Soo Chuang will be speaking with KC Wong, CEO of Credit Bureau Malaysia.
As the reliefs and assistance like the bank moratoriums come to an end, that will be in September, October, how prepared are Malaysian companies to face the music, and how has been how has the past few months affected the credit scores of individuals and companies as well? So we speak to KC Wong, or rather Chuang will speak to KC Wong, Credit Bureau Malaysia, on this. And I think he will explain how we can better prepare for a potentially gloomier 2020.
All right, and that's going to be happening after the 8 o'clock news bulletin. And if you are looking for a little bit of happiness to try and chase away that gloomy outlook for 2020, there has been some news out of the happiest place on earth, so Disneyland. But it's also not so happy, because Hong Kong Disneyland has announced that it's closing its gates again less than a month after it reopened, amidst a multi-month high of 52 coronavirus cases reported. Now, the Hong Kong government has reimposed social distancing measures, including limiting large social gatherings, restaurant dine-ins, and even going to the gym.
Yeah, so Disneyland parks in both Hong Kong and Shanghai had a limit on daily visitor numbers after they reopened to the public. Shanghai Disneyland was the first to reopen in early May and remains open. There's also talk that they're going to that Disney is looking at reopening in Florida as well. So this is despite the fact that Florida is rapidly becoming the U.S.'s COVID epicenter, with 15,000 cases reported on Saturday alone. So a bit of a messy situation on that front.
Absolutely. So the question here is, how will the Walt Disney Company weather the coronavirus pandemic? Now, it's already cost Walt Disney $1.4 billion in lost profits in the last quarter. Is more still to come? Now, to help shed some light on this, we have on the line with us Neil Macker, Senior Analyst at Morningstar Research Services. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Neil. Now, Walt Disney Company has started reopening its parks, which have been closed for months due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Seeing as parks and experiences are the single largest contributing segment to their total revenue, what kind of damage do you expect the pandemic to have on the group's earnings estimates?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Thank you for having me. I think one of the keys here is, how long are the parks going to be closed? Now, from our point of view, we right now are projecting that the parks are going to be shut down for basically all of last quarter, which we saw happen, and then in the United States, majority of this quarter as well. So we expect overall revenue for fiscal 2020, which will be ending this September, to be down 45% revenue for that segment. Now, the question then becomes, is it going to reopen in the fourth, what we consider the fourth quarter, or the fiscal first quarter of 2021? We still see a lower attendance, as people are still worried about being in large groups. And we don't expect the park segment to rebound to the levels that it hit in fiscal 2019 until fiscal 2022.
Disney's other revenue streams have also been impacted. Movies have been postponed and live sporting events are only just starting. How long will it be before we start to see a significant recovery in these segments?
Yeah, that's another point that we're sort of all waiting to figure out. I think that on the studio side, we had assumed earlier on that the studios, the movie theaters would start to reopen in this quarter. It's looking less and less likely, particularly here in the United States. So it may be another thing where we don't get a rebound until fiscal 2022, and we just see a slowdown. We know that other movie studios like Universal, which is owned by Comcast, have decided basically to pull most of their movies for the rest of the calendar year. In China, some of the movie theaters have opened, some have not. And so as we see places like California close down movie theaters, we may not see much movie theater revenue until what we think of as the fiscal first quarter.
One of the bright spots that has been talked about is Disney Plus. During the pandemic, it has seen a huge jump in subscribers there. But, taking into consideration the fact that if we take a look at 2019 numbers, parks was 37% of revenue and media networks accounted for 35%. At what point does Disney Plus become a significant contributor to Disney as a whole?
Yeah, I think we're still a year or two away from that, to be honest. Obviously, the jump is going to be massive this year. I think that really when we see on the top line, it may become big enough to become, with the hits that we're seeing to the studio and to the parks experience, to be one of the largest segments in fiscal 2020 or fiscal 2021. But in terms of the bottom line, we still expect the segment, even with the large number of subscribers that the company's getting, not to contribute to the bottom line until fiscal 2024.
Do you think it'll be, in the longer term, enough to offset any potential damage done by COVID-19 to revenue streams like the parks?
Yeah, we think over the long term it will, but we think the parks business does rebound. Obviously we're all sort of trying to figure out how COVID-19 is going to influence consumer behavior. But we do think, while it may take 2 years to get back to normal in terms of the level of attendance and spending that we've seen in the past at the parks, that people will go back to the parks. One of the keys to not only Disneyland in California or Disney World or Shanghai Disney or Hong Kong Disney or Disney in France is that it's a destination for people. For many people who love Disney, it's like going to Paris or something like that. And so they may be putting it off, but they're not replacing it. So we think that revenue comes back over the longer term.
So since COVID-19 and quarantines have meant increased screen time for a lot of us, the question now is, who's winning the battle for our home screens? Since Netflix is also under your coverage, who do you think will come out on top, Netflix or Disney, once COVID-19 is over?
Well, obviously, Netflix does have the global reach right now that Disney Plus doesn't have yet. I know that Disney Plus still hasn't hit Malaysia or Southeast Asia yet, and it may not until next year. So we do think Netflix is going to be one of the winners. And I think country by country, you'll see different places. Obviously, in India, somebody like Hotstar, which is the largest player out there, will win. We think it's a benefit for all of these guys in terms of Disney Plus or Netflix, or even HBO, who just launched HBO Max here in the States. More people in hours watching more just increases the value that those have, especially without live sports, which is a big part of the draw for the pay TV bundle here in the United States.
Apart from products and content, there are also other variables to consider, like cost management and quality of management as well. In the long term, which stock might be the better bet, Netflix or Disney?
From our point of view, we would need Disney. We think Disney is slightly undervalued. We view Netflix as it's pretty overvalued right now. If we look at sort of a cash flow basis, which we look at quite heavily at Morningstar, Netflix has been burning cash pretty heavily over the last few years. We expect to continue to burn cash, while Disney's cash flow will be impacted by the fact that the parks business and studio business are not as robust as they've been historically due to COVID-19, we still think that firm overall will still generate cash flow in fiscal 2020, and those businesses will continue to throw off cash as we move forward.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Neil. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. That was Neil Macker, Senior Analyst at Morningstar Research Services, with a very interesting insight into the Walt Disney Company. Because, as you mentioned, I think, Roshan, the park services makes up 37% of the group's total revenue. And the fact that they've been shut for so long and may continue to close as we see second waves, potentially threatening many markets. Neil doesn't expect it to return to pre-COVID numbers until 2022.
So for many of us who grew up watching Disney movies, we assume that Walt Disney is the movies, right? And it's actually not that big, considering that revenue from the movies, or at least studio entertainment, was only 15% of revenue last year. So things like Avengers and all of that, that's only a small part of that pie. But then again, they turn these things into rides for the parks, right? And that's what mm-hmm. generates a lot of the money. Fun fact, if you take a look at the movies last year, 2019 was a big movie. Avengers Endgame grossed $2.8 billion. This year's top grossing movie for movies released in 2020 is Bad Boys for Life, which made $420 million this year. It's a paltry sum compared to what we saw last year.
Yeah, so for these stocks, right, essentially at media content kind of stocks, Netflix or Disney, the cash flow burn can be very high. So that's why I was really curious to know in the long term who has a better handle over cost, and it's not a blank check. And then, but I would really like to see how Disney Plus will shape up.
Yeah, I mean, Disney is the franchising giant of the world right now, right? So it's got things like Marvel, it's got Lucasfilm, it's got
ESPN. It's 33% of the US box office, all right? And more than that globally. It dominates the box office and the mind share in terms of bigger franchises on Earth.
Absolutely. And while Neil pointed out, here in Malaysia and Southeast Asia, we still don't have Disney Plus, which I am admittedly a little bit sad about. You do see them still putting out content. I think they've just announced a new Star Wars series as well that'll be coming to Disney Plus.
Let's not talk about Star Wars. It breaks my heart a little bit.
So, it's going to be very interesting to see where these media companies go in the wake of COVID-19, because the fact is that this pandemic has really reshaped how we consume media in this time, and whether or not those habits are going to continue is the question. But right now, we have some messages coming up for you. And then up next, we're speaking with the Malaysian Association of Amusement, Theme Parks and Family Attractions on whether domestic tourism is enough to keep the parks open. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.